Hey, what's up? It's Dr. Ward. Welcome to this episode of Into the Fix, where we look at little things you can do to make big changes in your life. Today, we're going to be talking about finding direction. If it doesn't matter where you're going, it doesn't matter how you get there. Last week, we talked about motivation, and we talked about trying to identify where we want to go. This week, we're going to be talking about how to map a course towards actually getting there. If you look at a map of the United States, dead in the center is a little place called Lebanon, Kansas. From Lebanon, Kansas, you're equidistant from every other place in the United States. It's the dead center of the country. Imagine we're standing in the center of Lebanon, Kansas, and somebody approaches us and they say, you know, curious if you can give me directions on how to get to the West Coast. That's easy. Without any more specifics, basic directions are going to be simple. Start driving west. If you hit water, you've gone too far. It's not particularly helpful, but it does keep you from ending up way, way off course, right? We're not going to end up in New York. You're probably not going to end up in Florida, but you may or may not get exactly where you want to go. If you come up and you ask me how to get to San Diego, well, now my directions are going to get more specific. I'm going to tell you to get on this highway, take it to this place, and then get on this highway and take it to this place. If you were to come up to me and say, how do you get to Breakfast Republic, a restaurant in San Diego? My directions are going to be even more specific. The clearer the destination, the more specific the directions to get there. Having a specific destination allows me to do a bunch of things. First, it allows me to plot a course. It allows me to pick a destination and map out a way to actually get there. It also allows me to be more purposeful in where I'm going. I don't want to drive 300 miles out of my way to get somewhere. I want to take the most direct route to get there. See, it's not that getting on the wrong road can't eventually get us where we want to go. Sometimes it does. But we're going to waste a lot of time. We're going to waste a lot of energy. We're going to waste a lot of gas driving in circles until eventually we figure out where we want to be. A lot of us have a hard enough time making progress when we're on the right road, let alone if we're on a path that's going to require us to change directions or to make turns. Another thing that having a specific destination allows me to do is allows for me to set smaller goals along the way. I live in Pittsburgh. Most of my family lives outside of Pittsburgh, about 6 or 9 hours away, depending on where I'm going. So needless to say, around the holidays, I spend a lot of time driving. And most of my driving is usually highway. You just hop on it and go until you get there. But anyone who's done a lot of highway driving knows that after a while, it just starts getting boring. Everything kind of looks the same. The roads kind of look the same. And it just sort of gets kind of monotonous. And so what do? We start picking points along the way, right? We say, hey, guys, we're almost to Columbus. It's only 3 hours after that. Or, hey, guys, when we get to Scranton, we're exactly halfway to where we're going. Why? Because it helps us feel as though we're actually making progress. I don't have to focus only on the destination. I can focus on places in between. The other thing that a clear destination allows me to do is it allows me to be content even when the road gets bumpy. There are no perfect roads. Every road is going to have bumps. Every road is going to have potholes. See, when people aren't sure about the road they're on, every obstacle, every pothole becomes evidence that they're not on the right road. When people know they're on the right road, bumps and potholes are just part of being on a road. The last thing that having a clear destination allows me to do is it allows me to stay focused on the road ahead. If I'm not sure where I'm going, I'm going to spend a lot of time looking around. I'm looking at street signs, I'm looking for familiar things, I'm looking for places where I can turn around and go the other direction. Bottom line, if I'm not sure where I'm going, I'm not 100% focused on the road ahead of me, and that's usually when bad things happen. A clear destination makes my path clear, gives me confidence that I need to focus on the road ahead of me. But how do I do this? What's the takeaway? And for me, like usual, we're going to do this in steps. First step is to identify one of my goals. Again, if you remember last week, we don't want to think small. We want to think big. At the end of the day, what do you want to show for your time on the planet? That kind of big. Maybe for you, the goal is that you have helped people. And then after that, you think about what types of roads could get me there. If my goal is to help people, what are some of the avenues for doing that? I mean, I could help people with their physical health. I could help people educationally. I could raise money for causes that help people. There are probably countless ways this destination could be reached. And then once I have an idea of what are the ways people can do that, then I want to ask, which of these are good for me? If I can't stand the sight of blood, helping people with their physical health probably isn't going to be the right road for me. One thing that's really important to remember is we haven't set any goals yet. We're not saying my goal is to be a doctor and help people. We're still laying out a path. And this is really important because once our path is clear, then we can decide the best vehicle to take us there. If the road I'm on ends at the top of an icy mountain, a motorcycle might not be the best vehicle to take me there, even if I'm on the right road. And the last thing is to be open to changing lanes. Not roads, lanes. See, life's a strange thing. Sometimes the road narrows, sometimes we have to take detours, but a lot of people have a hard time with this. when the road in front of them gets crowded or slow moving, they refuse to change lanes, and instead they just start looking for a new road. But we don't need to do this. We don't need to take an exit just because the person in front of us is driving too slow. We don't do this in real life. We change lanes and we go around them. And that's exactly what we need to do here. But what do I mean by this? Well, say I've set for my goal to help people. And the road for doing that is by helping people's physical needs, making sure they have food, clothing, those types of things. And say one way I've been doing this is by working for Meals on Wheels, delivering meals to people who can't get out of their homes. And then an opportunity arises for me to change jobs. And maybe instead of working a job and volunteering at Meals on Wheels, now I can take a job full-time where I would be providing blankets to homeless. Is it the same as delivering meals? No. Would it still lead to me to my final destination of helping people? Absolutely. See, a lot of times people get so locked into the lane they're in, they close themselves off to other opportunities that could lead to the same destination. But we don't want to do that. We want to set a path in front of us. We want to plot a course, but when things get slow, when they get backed up, we can change lanes. We don't have to change roads, we can change lanes. So tying things together, my goal is the destination. The direction is the road that's going to take me there. And the plans tell me what I need to do on the road once I'm on it. Next week, we're going to be talking about plans. We're going to be talking about the difference between goals and plans, and we're going to be talking about how to make plans that actually help you achieve your goals. So that's it for me. That's it for this episode of Into the Fix. Be sure to check me out on Instagram. Be sure to check me out on Facebook. This is Dr. Ward. I'll talk to you again next time.